Welcome to Hockey with Talks podcast. Today I'll be talking about why the NHL needs to have a World Cup of Hockey tournament in 2024. In this podcast, I talk about why the NHL needs to have a World Cup of Hockey tournament in 2024 and how the teams might look like if they do. In November of 2022, the NHL and NHLPA announced that the World Cup of Hockey will not be played in February 2024. So they are working towards the goal of hopefully holding that tournament in February of 2025. This was due to the uncertainty about the potential for having Russia as a team for the World Cup. The NHL is working with the Players Association to bring back an international-style tournament similar to a World Cup of Hockey. Bill Daly made the revelation while speaking at the NHL's European Player Media Tour at Stockholm, Sweden. The two sides are hammering out details to hold the tournament in 2025 ahead of participation in the 2026 Winter Olympics in Italy. Then future NHL-held international tournaments would happen at the halfway point between future Winter Olympics. So if they do a 2025 international tournament, we do the 2026 Olympics, the 2028 World Cup of Hockey, and the 2030 Olympics, and so on. The NHL cannot wait until 2025 and beyond to hold an international tournament because iconic players such as Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin are getting older, and so by that time, they might not be good enough to contribute for their respective countries. The league also has a lot of talented young players in the NHL, and an international tournament would be a great way to showcase those up-and-coming players that fans might not know as well. Most importantly, some of the sport's biggest stars like Connor McDavid, Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar, Mitch Marner, Auston Matthews, Matthew Tkachuk, Adam Fox, Jack Eichel, Jason Robertson, Elias Pettersson, and many more haven't gotten the chance to play in the Olympics because the NHL skipped over the 2018 and 2022 Olympics. Like they did back in 2016, they should definitely bring back the North America U23 team and Team Europe. Those two teams were very successful. Because it might be controversial to have Russia as a team in the tournament, they could compete under the name International Athletes from Russia, similar to what they did in the 2018 Olympics. The format for the tournament would be the same as the World Cup of Hockey in 2016, which was a huge success. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at hockeywith777scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/hockeywith777scouting. This is how the teams look like if they do have a World Cup of Hockey tournament in 2024. Canada. The first line is centered by Connor McDavid. On his wings are Steven Stamkos and John Tavares. The second line is centered by Sidney Crosby. On his wings are Brad Marchand and Nathan MacKinnon. The third line is centered by Braden Point. On his wings are Jonathan Marchessault and Mitch Marner. The fourth line is centered by Ryan O'Reilly. On his wings are Claude Giroux and Mark Stone. The first D pair is Devon Taves and Cale Makar. The second D pair is Josh Morrissey and Alex Pietrangelo. The third D pair is Shea Theodore and Aaron Ekblad. Goalies are Darcy Kemper and Tristan Jarry. The spares are Mark Scheifele, Mackenzie Wieger, and Carter Hart. USA. The first line is centered by Auston Matthews. On his wings are Matthew Tkachuk and Brady Tkachuk. The second line is centered by Jack Eichel. On his wings are Jason Robertson and Joe Pavelski. The third line is centered by JT Miller. On his wings are Kyle Connor and Alex DeBrincat. The fourth line is centered by Brock Nelson. On his wings are Jake Guentzel and Dylan Larkin. First D pair is Jacob Slavin and Adam Fox. Second D pair is Quinn Hughes and Charlie McAvoy. Third D pair is Zach Werenski and John Carlson. Goalies are Connor Hellebuck and Jake Ottinger. Spares are Thatcher Demko, Seth Jones, and Chris Kreider. Sweden. First line is centered by Mika Zibanejad. On his wings are Philip Forsberg and Elias Lindholm. Second line is centered by Elias Pettersson. On his wings are Jesper Bratt and William Nylander. Third line is centered by Nicklas Backstrom. On his wings are Rickard Rakell and Adrian Kempe. Fourth line is centered by Joel Eriksson Ek. On his wings are William Karlsson and Victor Arvidsson. First D pair is Victor Hedman and Rasmus Dahlin. Second D pair is Jonas Brodin and Erik Karlsson. Third D pair is Hampus Lindholm and Adam Larsson. Goalies are Jacob Markstrom and Linus Ullmark. Spares are Filip Gustavsson, Mattias Ekholm, and Mikael Backlund. Finland, first line is centered by Alexander Barkov. On his wings are Roope Hintz and Mikko Rantanen. Second line is centered by Sebastian Aho. On his wings are Teuvo Teravainen and Patrick Laine. Third line is centered by Anton Lundell. On his wings are Mikael Granlund and Arturi Lehkonen. Fourth line is centered by Erik Haula. On his wings are Eetu Lehtinen and Ili Tolvanen. First D pair is Olli Maatta and Miro Heiskanen. Second D pair is Issa Lindell and Henry Jokiharju. Third D pair is Niko Mikkola and Rasmus Ristolainen. Goalies are Jussi Saros and Veli Huso. Spares are Jonas Korpisalo, Jani Hakanpää, and Jesperi Kakaniemi. International athletes from Russia. First line is centered by Evgeny Kuznetsov. On his wings are Alex Ovechkin and Nikita Kucherov. The second line is centered by Evgeny Malkin. On his wings are Artemi Panarin and Vladimir Tarasenko. Third line is centered by Ivan Barbashev. On his wings are Kirill Kaprizov and Andrei Sveshnikov. Fourth line is centered by Vladislav Namestnikov. On his wings are Pavel Buchnevich and Valery Nichushkin. First D pair is Vladislav Gavrikov and Mikhail Sergachev. Second D pair is Ivan Provorov and Dmitry Orlov. Third D pair is Dmitry Kulikov and Alexander Romanov. Goalies are Andrei Vasilevsky and Igor Shesterkin. Spares are Ilya Sorokin, Andrei Kuzmenko, and Nikita Zaitsev. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywithtalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywith777. Czechia. First line is centered by Pavel Zacha. On his wings are Jacob Vrána and David Pasternak. Second line is centered by Thomas Hurl. On his wings are Edward Sale and Martin Natchez. Third line is centered by Filip Hedl. On his wings are Andrei Palat and Filip Zadina. Fourth line is centered by Radek Faksa. On his wings are Dominik Kubalik and Yuri Kulich. First D pair is Jan Ruda and Filip Hronek. Second D pair is Radim Simic and Radko Gudis. Third D pair is Stanislav Svozil and David Juracek. Goalies are Vitek Vanacek and Peter Mrazek. Spares are Karol Vejmelka, Jacob Zboril, and Thomas Nosek. Team Europe. Team Europe is made up of players from countries not named Sweden, Finland, Russia, or Czechia. First line is centered by Leon Draisaitl. On his wings are Tim Stutzel and Matt Zuccarello. Second line is centered by Nico Hischier. On his wings are Timo Meier and Nikolai Ehlers. Third line is centered by Anze Kopitar. On his wings are Kevin Fiala and Oliver Bjorkstrand. Fourth line is centered by Lars Eller. On his wings are Nino Niederreiter and Thomas Tatar. First D pair is Roman Josi and Eric Cernak. Second D pair is Jonas Siegenthaler and Moritz Seider. Third D pair is Martin Ferravari and Simone Nemec. Goalies are Fredrik Andersson and Filip Grubauer. Spares are Elvis Merzlikins, David Rombacher, and Dalibor Dvorsk. North America U23. North America U23 team is made up of players who are born in Canada and USA, but are 23 or younger in 2024. The first line is centered by Jack Hughes. On his wings are Matthew Boldy and Cole Caulfield. Second line is centered by Dylan Cousins. On his wings are Mason McTavish and Trevor Zegras. Third line is centered by Connor Bedard. On his wings are Adam Fantilli and Dawson Mercer. Fourth line is centered by Matthew Beniers. On his wings are Alexis Lafreniere and Logan Cooley. First D pair is Jake Sanderson and Bowen Byram. Second D pair is Owen Power and Brant Clark. Third D pair is Caden Gooley and Luke Hughes. Goalies are Devon Levi and Spencer Knight. Spares are Kirby Duck, Braden Schneider, and Dustin Wolf. Listen to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWhizTravels. For the first time in a long time, the field for this tournament is pretty even. You obviously have the four powerhouse teams in Canada, USA, Sweden, and the international athletes of Russia. And then you also have Finland, Team North America, and Team Europe. Don't sleep on Team Czechia either, because they're pretty good as well. If I were in charge of the tournament, I would put USA, Canada, Team North America, and Team Europe in one group. Then I would put Sweden, Finland, the international athletes of Russia, and Czechia in one group. In Group A play, I would have Team Canada and Team Europe coming out of group play, with USA and North America U23 struggling to qualify. Then in Group B, I would have Sweden and the international athletes of Russia coming out of group play, with Finland and Team Czechia missing out. Canada should still repeat as the World Cup of Hockey champions, but you never know. Sweden, the international athletes of Russia, and Team Europe can all give them competition as well. Another alternative is that instead of having the World Cup of Hockey tournament in the summer, why not have it replace the All-Star Game in 2024, which has become a complete joke. The tournament would take longer than the All-Star Weekend, but I think it would trade off because you would be bringing in audience that normally wouldn't watch the sport, so it would allow the NHL to grow its product. In my next podcast, I'll be talking about how Auston Matthews' new contract impacts other superstars' contracts in the future.